So between the 16th and the 24th, there's stuff happening most days. So on Saturday the 16th, we begin a little program of talks. So by our very own Shanaki, a.k.a. Trish, who's a guide here, and she's going to talk about the mythology associated with Lot Gill and the surrounds, because the theme of Heritage Week this year is foundations. And then from there, we've got on Wednesday, we've got a local expert, a musician, archivist, and author called Gregory Daly. Many people have heard of him. He's an expert on the history of traditional music, particularly in Sligo. So he's going to do an accompanied talk. So there'll be music alongside his talk on the foundations of traditional music in Sligo. And that's followed by some other guys here, Harry and Barry, otherwise known as the Cloister Boys, will be playing some trad fusion music. And then we come to Friday, and we've got some really fantastic event on Friday, which is a gong bath. So we had the gongs in here yesterday, these really amazing instruments, and there's just going to be in the Abbey Church the opportunity to come and spend an hour before we open and just after we close and absorb these, you know, the resonance of the gongs, and hopefully that will refresh people. And then on the Saturday, we've got a nice event where a local artist and heritage specialist is going to come in and help people choose little aspects of the Abbey to sketch in charcoal, and we'll have a little exhibition at the end of the day there. So loads happening all week, yeah.
Heritage Week, obviously it is a gateway to local history, but I'd imagine it also increases tourism numbers to Sligo Abbey. How have tourism numbers fared so far this year, Andrew, when maybe compared to last year?
Yeah, well, we've just had the most amazing year, and I know that, you know, there has been talk of tourist numbers being down and things like that, but here this is the busiest year we've ever had. So just this week, on our it was a free Wednesday, so the first Wednesday of the month is free to come into the Abbey, and we had over 500 people in. We'll get nearly 50,000 people this year, which is like more than twice as much as we were getting 3 or 4 years ago, and far more, you know, it will be an uplift of more than 10,000 people on last year, definitely. So we're having a really and really nice little period. Loads of people coming in, lots of local people, but also people from the kind of four corners of the globe. So it's really nice to see.